B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
I found this article, and it's the things that parents did like back in the day that would not be okay if they did that.
It is so true.
And I think all of our parents did some of these with us, right? But we're hearing from people who at 6 weeks old was put in a cardboard box in the back seat and driven across three states to be introduced to their grandparents.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
I mean,
different time.
Yeah.
My mom blatantly said the only way she got through her pregnancies was smoking and drinking.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, I don't think she did it nightly, but she was like, there was times where I was completely stressed out and the only thing I could do to calm myself down was smoke. And Amanda had the same reaction you did.
I was like, literally, you took my boards away.
Or like how parents, they'd be smoking their cigarettes in the car with the windows up. With the kids in the back.
That's secondhand smoke, though.
Go fetch grandma's cigarettes.
One of the things on this list is that mom used to send me into the grocery store or the convenience store to get her cigarettes, and she'd just wave from the car that she was giving consent. Someone said that at ages 9 and 12, they were dropped off at the beach at 9 a.m. and picked up at 6. No adult supervision.
At the beach, too.
Yeah.
No sunscreen.
No sunscreen.
Right. There was a lifeguard on duty.
Don't go too deep. If you go past waist deep, that's where the shark's going to get you.
And you know the 9 and 12, 9-year-old and the 12-year-old, they're like, ball. I got the full day at the beach.
Right?
No complaints here.
Yeah.
I got one for you.
Tell me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The neighbor that lived behind me was doing outdoor landscaping, and this was in the 80s, probably mid-80s, and they had a daughter, and the daughter wouldn't stay on the property. She was probably like 4, and she would always run away. So they tied.
Don't.
And everybody was like, wow, really good idea. That'll keep her on the property. They tied like a dog line around her waist and then tied that to a tree so that she couldn't run away.
Oh, and I put her on a dog lead?
Yes. And then tied it like around her waist and like knotted it and then tied it to a tree. So she had about 10 feet.
Before she got stopped?
Yeah.
Oh my
but,
gosh.
But here's the thing. I specifically remember, I have the visual in my head of her like trying to run and break the lead.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. And getting clotheslined back.
And my dad saying, that's a good idea. That's how you keep her on the property.
Oh,
can you imagine now?
Well, it's not that far off. Remember when the key parents would go to the mall with the ropes and the kids?
No, that's different. That's a backpack. It is like having your kid on a leash.
Yeah.
That's a safety thing.
Yeah.
This was just, they didn't want to chase her down and tell, you know, they didn't have a fence.
Holy
cow. And she wouldn't stay on the property, so they tied her to a tree. The neighbors were like, wow, that's really good parenting. Yeah. 1987, yes.
I didn't even know that, first of all, that seatbelts existed until I was probably 12 and allowed to sit in the front seat. Like, if you were in the back seat, you never wore a seatbelt.
Yeah.
And then somebody just texted in, whiskey on your gums when you were teething.
When
you're little, but I ain't gonna lie, I think some people still do that.
I think my family, it's a practice in my family.
Oh, so many.
I remember
so funny.
Like my parents would, as soon as the baby would come home, they would give you the baby's popsicles.
Mm.
And that's a lot of sugar that you don't give to babies anymore. But like you would give the baby to suck on a popsicle.
We want to say hi to you guys, so give us a shout. A lot of people are texting, but call us 704-570-9595. Texting is nice, but we have a lot of follow-up questions, and we want to hear from you guys. What's something that your parents did back in the day that definitely wouldn't fly now?
Let's talk with Krista in Gastonia. Hey, Krista.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, so you were raised by Dad. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, so I was raised by my dad, and whenever, you know, I would misbehave or something out in public, he had to obviously take care of that. So if we were at a restaurant or wherever we were, he would have to take me into the bathroom and spank me.
Mm. Yeah. Yes, somebody texted and said they got in trouble at school, and the mom came up and spanked her in front of the whole class.
Oh, my gosh.
I actually knew someone that happened to. It might have been someone I went to school
with. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. That is so funny. Thanks, Krista. Times are just so different now, and it's because social media. Everybody takes a video of it. Next thing you know, your little incident has gone worldwide. Yeah, and
they'll say
know,
child abuse now.
Of course. Yeah. Now, by the way, we're not saying any of this was right.
Right.
It's just the way it was back in the day.
Ginny and Charlotte, welcome to the Mandy Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hi, my neighbors, and I wasn't even Catholic, but if you did something wrong, you had to kneel down on a broom and pray for forgiveness.
Ow.
In front of everyone?
No, they would just kind of put you in the kid's bedroom.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Oh, man. Does this count? Like, my older brothers... my dad said, like, the sink or swim technique was how they learned how to swim.
My dad
just
too.
Threw them in the pool.
My dad got thrown into a river.
Oh, my gosh, a river?
A river.
With currents?
Yes.
That's freaking dangerous. How old was he?
I don't know. I mean, my dad, God.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
He just told us the story, but yeah, him and his brothers. I mean, there were 9 kids in that family. They're like, we ain't got time to teach you how to swim, so figure it out.
Yeah. He'll hit a rock and stop at some point.
Yeah.
I told my dad we were going to Little Otter Swim School. He's like, Little Otter Swim School? He goes, sink or swim. Do what I did to your brothers. Throw them in the pool. They'll figure it out. Like, what?
Let's talk with Karen in Concord. Welcome to the Mandy Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, thank you. My parents used to take us to California every year in a station wagon, and they were with me and my 7 siblings, and me and my little sister would hang out in the very back windows. You know how the station wagons would have like a ledge?
Uh-huh.
So we would just sleep up there and chill out.
Yeah, no seatbelts.
No seatbelts.
No rules.
7 of us.
Yeah. Yep. That's the other thing, too, is my cousin, they joke about this now. My cousin, her mom took her home from the hospital, again, probably in the late 70s, no seatbelts. Just laid the baby down on the blanket in the back of the car.
I do remember a lap belt, but I don't ever remember having like a thing over me. I remember there was like something just on my lap.
Yeah.
We used to bounce around the back seat of the car.
These are so funny.
Melanie in Wilkesboro, you are on with the Mandy Roy of the Rim Morning Show. What's something that your parents did back in the day they couldn't get away with now?
Well, I grew up in New England. And so my mother decided that she would take us to the playground when it was like 95 degrees. And back then in the 90s, everything was metal. So we'd be trying to slide down the slide, sticking to the thing, getting burnt on it.
I remember
and
that.
She would take us to the beach in the wintertime because nobody was there. And so we'd be trying to play in like 2 feet of snow when there's a blizzard at the beach. And she would sit in the car and you could barely see us. And we're down by the ocean somewhere. And we're like 9.
Oh, that's so funny. Mm. That's so funny. Yeah. All right. Thanks for sharing, Melanie.
I remember our school had a wooden playground. And by the way,
splinters.
When it burnt down, nobody thought it was like a safety issue. They're like, oh, well, we got to build a new one. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it wasn't
a
red flag.
Yeah. by the way, a text message came in, said, growing up in Maine, my dad used to bring us logging. He would pack us PB&J and then forget to give us something to drink. So he would give us like Coors Light to drink. We were 5 or 6 years old.
Oh,
whoa.
Wow.
Crazy, right?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.